Welcome into our Coach Speak program here on this Monday evening, sponsored by Carl Ottawa Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening, and opening up our program here on this Monday night is the head girls track coach of the Webster City Lynx, Tyler Mosbach, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks.
So as we take a look, your team, at least as of recent, it's been trending in the right direction. Last week, you got a third-place finish at the Ram Relays, and then on Thursday, you guys had a second-place finish at your home meet in Webster City, coming up second to Algona. And with how your team has progressed throughout the season, what are some of the factors that have led to your team starting to really start to raise its level of competition here as we get into the heart of the season?
Yeah, I think mostly it's just embracing the competitive mindset, and whether that's, you know, in practice or at meets, just really having a desire to get the next person. Truthfully, at this point in the season, you know, most of our improvement is going to come from training and meets, and so that competitive mindset really helps out.
Possibly the area that has impressed me the most here through the start of the season has been your throwing room, and especially in the shot put. You've got one of the better shot put throwers in the North Central Conference with Addison Poppin and Ja'Kayla Cherry, and Amanda Lara, a freshman. She's not too far behind them in terms of distance for the shot put. And Avery Poppin, the freshman, she is off to a really good start in the discus as well, as she's close to breaking the 100-foot threshold. And Ja'Kayla Cherry also getting throwing experience with the discus as well. And when you look at that throws room, What are some areas, at least you've seen through the first half of the season, that have really encouraged you about what they could do towards the end of the season into possibly even the state meet?
Yeah, I mean, those group of girls, the best part about them is they're so PR-driven that they get really, really pumped up when they hit one. And, you know, you mentioned Avery. She's hit a PR pretty much every time she's gone out and thrown. And I think on Thursday, her PR was like 11 feet further. So when you have that desire to keep getting better, and one of the things with throws too, you know, when you get at the beginning of the season, you don't get a ton of opportunities to throw the discus and the shot outside. So they're really getting the bulk of their work right now. And I think by the end of the season, they're just going to keep getting better and better.
Looking elsewhere on your roster, definitely appears another area of strength in your team has been your sprint relays, 4x1, 4x2, including the sprint medley as well. Has had some really strong times here as we've gotten closer and closer to the midway point and past the midway point of the season. And that sprinter group as a whole, you have some veterans in there like a Chloe Savitsky and an Ellie Weinschenk, and you have some athletes that didn't get a lot of time maybe last year, or someone like an Olivia Galantine, or someone who's come back like an Addie Tesdahl, or another young runner in a Tristan Wright, who are really stepping up for the first time. And when you look at the sprint room and how they progress throughout the season, what are some things that have impressed you with your sprinters here so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned a few girls there, and really we have a lot of girls that have contributed to the sprint group. And to be truthful, there's even a couple girls that are running some of our distance relays that could probably help out in the sprints too, but we just have so many of them that are so close, they've kind of had to do some of the middle distance stuff for us. But really, same kind of thing there, you know, just the desire to compete, the desire to get better, the desire to get the next best team. And we've tried a lot of different things, and we still have a few different relays that we're going to try to load up here as we get to the end of the season, just to figure out what our best relays are. But, you know, like you had mentioned, we have, you know, two girls that have really never done track before in high school. It's Ellie and Olivia that are really helping our team out. And there's a big group of freshmen that are contributing as well with, you know, like you said, you got Tristan and Lexi and Caitlin. And, I mean, there's a ton of girls that are really going to be helping us out in the sprints. But so kind of looking forward to a couple of those girls maybe helping on the middle distance side as well.
And finally, as we take a look here at your schedule this week, you guys are at Humboldt tonight, going up against a lot of competition. You'll probably see in a couple next week when conference comes around. And then on Thursday, you guys are down at Boone for the Don Howard Invitational against some bigger competition in terms of school size at that meet. When you look at this meet here as we go into the final full week of April, what's the goals, I suppose, for you and the staff here going into this final week of April here in getting ready to really get down to the nitty-gritty of the season?
Yeah, just keep getting better. Keep trying some different things when we have the ability to, and depending on our competition and the weather and things like that, figuring out what our best relays are. And, you know, obviously the ultimate goal is to get as many all-conference runners as we can and as many all-district and get some girls to state. So just really taking advantage of the competition that we got. And, you know, the North Central Conference is pretty loaded. You know, I would venture to say it's one of the better conferences for track right now. So just taking advantage of those opportunities to compete against high-quality competition and keep getting better for the ultimate goal.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck tonight at Humboldt, and good luck on Thursday at Boone.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Tyler Mosbach, the head girls track coach of the Webster City Lynx here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto. Coming up next, we have South Hamilton boys track coach Kyle Galatich.